Друзья, у нас сейчас наступает время фуд-семинара. Это наш такой традиционный формат. Если вы помните, на открытии я говорил, что мы рассматриваем не только литературу как текст, иногда даже кино как текст и живопись. В общем, еду мы тоже рассматриваем как текст, как некоторый пищевой код, очень важный ключ к пониманию культуры. И всегда в наших фестивалях медленного чтения есть внимательное изучение и прочтение местного пищевого кода или того или иного пищевого кода той или иной культуры. Сегодня мы познакомимся с сладким пищевым кодом. У нас в гостях один из знаменитых кондитеров Иерусалима, главный знаток, собственно, такой вот сладкой традиции Иерусалима, иерусалимских сладостей, Ибрагим Абу-Саир, который долгое время проработал шеф-поварами самых элитных гостиниц, шеф-поваром самых элитных гостиниц Иерусалима, именно в качестве кондитера. И он нам сегодня расскажет о некоторых особых иерусалимских сладостях, чтобы мы в следующий раз понимали, что мы можем купить такого настоящего, аутентичного в Иерусалиме. Ему слово.
So I prefer to speak in English.
If, you want to speak in English?
Yes. So as he introduced me, that my name is Ibrahim Abu-Saer. I came from a family that came from Nablus, Shechem.
Вам нужен перевод или не нужен? Окей. Ну, в общем, я буду переводить, так если вы скажете, что нужно. Да, пока не нужно.
So, no translation. They know English?
No, they know enough English. So
thank you. Do you think my voice is enough? My father came from Nablus, 1559. So I'm born in the old city since 65. So I'm 52. Since 30 years ago, I love what I'm doing is the pastries. My family producing always the Oriental sweet. I do both the Oriental and the French cuisine, so both of them. I like to mix the two tastes together. But today, you have to taste only our Oriental taste. Our Oriental taste, it sounds different. Years ago, they used to have a lot of syrup inside this Oriental sweet. I don't know if you know, some of you. The Oriental sweet, it's a lot of syrup inside it, and a heavy one. Like 2 to 1, 2 sugar, 1 water. So make it very concentrated syrup. And then people, they were at that time slowly getting afraid from getting fat. So they reduce a lot of eating Oriental sweet. Now people, they think differently because they saw that the people, they're running away from the sweet. Because it is has a lot of calories. Then they decided to make the sweet according to the people. Very less sugar. As I organize it in the table later and we'll see, directly on the table, nearly there is no syrup. Because people, they like it like light sugar. A little bit of sugar, sweetness. The profession of Oriental dessert, it takes time. It's not like taking a course for a few days and then you know. Because the dough, for example, the baklava dough, it's not like, it takes a long time to do it. Because they are putting each one dough, like 100 grams, they put 12 of layers, and they have to open it very thin. Then you see up to the baklava, you see a very thin layer. The moment you see, that's one layer. They have to, like a cigarette paper. And then they press it as it is. You can see it. The baklava actually came from Turkey. Some of them, they said there were a queen called Baklava, and some of them, they said the cook name Baklava. So he did the lava. Who did lava? Lava, it's a baklava, the name of the cook. So Baklava, they said years ago, like maybe 1,000 years ago. And many things, it came from history. Like our family, I'm very proud to say it, they used to make the knafe only from nuts, like 100 years ago. Like you will taste it later, because I have to bring it parf, because I can't bring the cheese. So they used to make it with nuts. Suddenly the nuts was difficult to bring it to the country, Nablus, to the city Nablus, Shechem. And he decided to make it, to try it with the goat cheese. And it happens, and still now the people, they are using it. The knafe with cheese, usually knafe only with cheese. No, knafe, the original knafe is with nuts. That's the original one. Doing the knafe, it's nearly, I think you can do it. The most difficult things with which myself I can do it in my kitchen, it's the dough. We have two different dough. One that we can use it so for so many things, and one we can use it only for knafe. It's, you can see there is a heavy dough. They put it in a machine, they ground it, and they roast it, and then will be ready like that. This one, it's roasted, that edible. This kind of dough, it's edible like that. You can add some sugar and you just eat it. Usually knafe, they use a copper tray. Why copper? Why copper? Copper metal that can pass heat very fast, like sugar. Cooking sugar, we need a copper. It's easy to cook because it makes much faster and pass all the heat very fast. For that reason, they use the copper. Usually, for roasting the knafe, they use a copper. Only copper. That's the best. And of course, I will show you how the... Unfortunately, that the museum, they don't have the gas and all the facilities that I can cook for you very fresh. I can bring butter. It should be at least, you know, room temperature. Put some. Everybody can see me? And they put the coloring. And they mix it all together, like that. They put a lot of butter or margarine, of course. But it should be soft. You can see it has the red color. They put it like that. They mix it. And of course, the butter, never clean the hand. The butter should be mixed with the dough itself, so nothing will be thrown away. And they distribute it like that. It's like, let us say, 1 centimeter thin, not more. Otherwise, it will take a long time for the heat to pass to the cheese or the nuts. Just spread it like that. And each time you have to do like that to check that everything is the same. But for example, if you don't have a copper, what you use? You can use any metal tray. But it's better to put like a butter and to heat it and then to clean it with a cloth. The tray itself, it will need some butter before you put the amount of butter after that. They put cheese on it, and then they bake it on a gas, only moving. So that's the idea of the knafe. The moment it's roasted from the all around, the upside down. That's it. Very simple. And easy to put the syrup, like 100 grams of water, 150 of sugar. The secret of the Oriental is using the little bit of rose water. That's the secret of the Oriental sweet, of the Middle East, let us say. If you don't like it, don't put. Very easy. This kind of dough, if you can see, it's like a hair. You see? When you see all kind of, some kind of the dessert, it's like, one of the things that they are using is it's the burma. The burma is they have to put some nuts here and they have to roll it like that. You will see it later. That's the idea of making the shapes of different desserts. Some people, they like, that's what I'm doing a lot, like adding some butter. I'm putting some sugar with it and make a layers of Napoleon. You know what's Napoleon cake? They make a Napoleon with the layers of the knafe dough. You can put also mousse beside them, or you can add any cream you would like to do it from that. But it should be baked first. Let bake it with the butter and the sugar for 160 degrees for at least half an hour with the easy cooking, so as it will be roasted, not burn. So one of the things also you will see there, it's making also like I can add it like that. I make it as much as bigger as I want. It's like a nest. I'm putting some truffle also inside after baking, some chocolate. So this kind of dessert, it's really you can use the dough for both. For the Oriental, you can put some nuts here with the syrup, as I mentioned. And you can, for French, you can do it some crème pâtissière here or some fruits with the cream and maybe a nest of a golden chocolate also nice inside it. It will be like a nest for somebody who doesn't know it looks like a nest. That's the secret of mixing the Oriental and the European together. That's the new vision of, I think, myself also and the world. We did the burma. And this kind also, the knafe dough, we can use it also the same for that. But the difference between the grounded knafe and the hair knafe, it's when you put the butter, you have to put another tray and a weight to make it press. Like a small thin will be. And they do it for both sides. That means one layer, the nuts, and another layer. And of course, if I tell you the name, you will never remember that. It's called Ballurie. So each one of the desert, it has a name. Like one of the desert, they make it from the baklava, they call it Asabi' Zainab, the fingers of Zainab. Why? I don't know. Because always Zainab should have a very thin finger. And people, they call it Ush al-Asfur. It's called Ush al-Asfur. It's the nest of the bird. And many things it has a story. Surra. You know what surra? Maze tambour. You know the... Because it has the same like surra. It's round. And they put some nuts in the middle also. Yeah. The dessert, that's the dessert. I don't know why they call it Napoleon. I don't know why. And all the world, they know it as Napoleon. I don't know why Napoleon. He's taller like that. He's tall. So, if you don't mind, I will open the surprise and you will see if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to ask. So you wake up, a little bit you slept, now it's your turn. So you can see that's the baklava, as I mentioned. It has the under and the layers. You can see the layers. It's like only 12 layers. This is it's some kind of ballurie. That I was saying was by using the white hair. This, they bake it, this one. This one, they deep fry it. It's the same. This is deep fry. This is Asabi' Zainab, the fingers of Zainab. A small young lady. And of course they put the nuts. You see they are using this dough, they call it imhayara. Imhayara, that means it's between the grounded dough and the hair dough. That means the hair dough, they make it small pieces. And this is the knafe with the nuts. That's what I said, it's about 100 years they used to make it like that. Mm-hmm. So.
What coloring do you use? You said you mix butter with coloring. What coloring?
It's a red color with flour.
Does it have a name?
No, it's a red coloring for knafe. The knafe, red coloring. It's like 1% of red coloring, of course, for food, yeah. And 99% flour.
If I go to the old city, I
can... Yeah, I tell him I need sabgha. In Arabic, they say sabgha. It's a coloring for knafe. When you say sabgha, he understands that's for knafe.
And the hair dal, how you do it?
It's when you are doing it, talking about the dough, I forgot to bring the machine.
With the machine.
No, years ago, they have a bowl like that with lots of hair inside it. Mm-hmm. and then they move it on a moving heat tray. Then when it is dry, they take it out. It's like hair. The for knafe, the simple one, they make it a little bit heavy. So they ground it after that with a lots of, samne. You know what samne is? Samne is after the butter, they bring the butter. If you boil the butter, become ghee. Samne. What's ghee? What's ghee?
Отопленное масло. Это масло, которое вытопили, и осталось, оно может храниться при комнатной температуре.
For that reason, it tastes more heavy. The samne, it's much expensive, but the taste like... Who loves food? Who loves food? Any question?
What's the best thing?
You know, it's a hard question when you said, okay, which one of the children you love more? I can't answer that. The same. That's my daughter, Sarah. So...
Is it more a tradition for men to do the pastry or for women in the family?
Now, usually years ago, they used to bring the pistachio from outside the country, till now, but non-clean. What does it mean non-clean? Not to open it one, but they have to clean it from stones or something. Usually that's the work of the ladies was at that time. My mother, I can remember my mother used to sit with a big tray and cleaning all the pistachio for my father. That I saw it with my eyes. I still remember it. That's the job of, and they don't, at that time they didn't have a machine to open these layers like that. Mm-hmm. Now they are using a lot of machine. At that time they used to have it by hand, to open it the door by hand. And
force, you need force.
You need a horse. Like, I couldn't remember that I made my father angry. Otherwise, he has.
And you put it dry on the sun, or you just leave it in the room? I don't know how it becomes firm and dry.
Usually, the sun always, the sun is, you know, even a human being. So the best, you can keep it in the freezer.
Ah, okay.
Just wrap it very good. For a long term, very long term. Like at home, for 1 month, 2 months, rack in a dry cupboard.
How should you keep it? You need to eat it.
I don't know. Some people, they like because they are coming to Israel, to the Holy Land, once in a year. And they need something for some snacks.
Are there some specific sweets for some specific holidays?
Usually, our tradition, the Muslims, they are using the sweets like that for three. The Eid al-Fitr, it's after Ramadan. Eid al-Adha, it's coming soon. And for occasions. Engagement, weddings, yes. That's the really using, and some people, they like to buy it, you know. But usually that's the main, Ramadan, it's the main issue that people, they are buying a lot. Especially knafe. And kataif. I hope next time I will do it for you. Not only showing you how to close it. You know, it's a kataif, it's like a closing pancake. The pancake round, just they fill, put the filling and they close it. A round one, a simple round one, but it, you know, next time you'll come in to the kitchen.
I have maybe a difficult question. Where do you buy such sweets where do you recommend to go and buy such sweets in East Jerusalem or Old City?
No.
Where?
Actually, preparing such a, it's not difficult, it's no secret. Google can find everything now. The problem is the high quality of this one, of kosher. It took me a long time to find a man that can present myself also of things of kosher. Even, you know, one of the people that are using kosher, they will see there is no different. But it's a high standard kosher oriental sweets. But you can go to Mahni Yehuda, you can find the same quality. In the old city, no, unfortunately. Not because I hate Jafar, I don't hate anybody. But this kind you can find only in Beit Hanina. It's called Damaski. He's a very new open and very high quality, like really good. Of course, they're different prices.
Tomorrow the market will be empty.
No. No, one of the things, you know, baklava at that time, before 100 years ago, it has been like 50 grams. Now, this one like... And as I told you, no syrup. If it has a lot of syrup, it will stick. No syrup, exactly. That's what I told you, that you can eat one and use it and enjoy it.
I need another one. Another one.
Why you are saying syrup? Is it made of only sugar and water, or you put honey in it?
No honey. No honey.
Rose water.
Sometimes they put glucose inside it, something like that, so as it will not crystallize and again the sugar. Oh, acid they put, a little bit.
Is there any magic story behind baklava? I don't know, maybe a short fairy tale, but very short.
No, as I told, as the queen.
You know, that I don't know.
No, as I told, the idea came from a queen or a cook. Uh-huh. That's the two ideas that gave baklava. I prefer the queen.
They say like turn down the lights. Let everybody fight for himself.
So if you would like to test, you can. Thank you. I will move. Enjoy it.